Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, September 14th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DevonThink from Devon Technologies. Leading off today, Apple has announced a variety of changes to the App Store review guidelines after multiple major App Store controversies over the last several months. Apple says that the goal is to provide more clarity around the types of applications required to use its in-app purchase system. There is a specific clarification related to person-to-person experiences, something that has come under scrutiny as businesses shift to virtual classes and experiences amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Apple says that if an app enables the purchase of real-time person-to-person experiences between two individuals, such as fitness training or medical consultations, developers can use purchase methods other than in-app purchases. But Apple says that any app that offers one-to-few or one-to-many real-time experiences must use the in-app purchase system. Elsewhere, Apple's new guidelines focus heavily on streaming game services and formalize the expectations for those services. This should apply to streaming game services from companies like Microsoft and Google, but Apple is not addressing any specific services with these guidelines. Apple explains that each streaming game must be submitted to the App Store as an individual application, such that it has an App Store product page, appears in search, and integrates with other iOS features and experiences. Companies can, however, offer a catalog application that includes links to the App Store versions of all games available through their service. So a company could release 11 applications on the App Store for their streaming game services, 10 individual games, and one catalog app that links out to the other 10 games available to subscribers. But at the same time, the games and the catalog app must also adhere to App Store guidelines related to in-app purchases. So the details here in practice are still a bit unclear, but it seems that you can download a game from the App Store, and it can essentially be a wrapper, and the actual game is streamed over your internet connection. So you download the game from the App Store, sign in with an existing account, or sign up using Apple's in-app purchase system, then play the game from the company's servers. The new guidelines formalize Apple's requirement for the streaming game category, and they offer a path for companies like Microsoft and Google to bring their services to the iOS ecosystem. But unfortunately, the requirement that in-app purchases at least be offered still remains, so it's unclear if any company, including Microsoft or Google, will have any interest in bringing their service to the iOS platform despite these changes. In other news, ahead of Apple's September 15th event, the often reliable Twitter account Love to Dream has shared a few cryptic hints at what we should expect to see. The leaker suggests that the Apple Watch Series 6 could be available in a new color, and that the new products announced at the event could be available to order from Apple's website on the same day. The most straightforward leak here suggests that the Apple Watch will be available in a new color this year. It could be something like a dark blue, and Apple is also expected to bring a midnight blue color to the iPhone lineup this year. Furthermore, the leaker indicates that one new Apple product will support quick charge capabilities, and it's unclear if this is referring to the new Apple Watch Series 6 or the new iPad Air, but it makes the most sense on the Apple Watch given watchOS 7's focus on sleep tracking. In terms of pricing and availability, the leaker suggests that one device, likely the iPad Air 4, will be priced between $569 and $599. This would represent a slight pricing increase compared to the current $499 iPad Air. And finally, there is a tweet that simply reads online September 15th, which could suggest that the new iPad Air and Apple Watch models will be available to order immediately after the event. The Twitter account Love to Dream has proven to be reliable in the past. The cryptic and anonymous Twitter account accurately predicted a variety of watchOS 7, iOS 14, and macOS 11 Big Sur features, including the Big Sur marketing name. We will get more confirmation on the claims this time around from Apple itself tomorrow. We are sponsored this week by DevonThink from Devon Technologies. Get 10% off DevonThink3 with code 9to5Mac-2020 at the link in the show notes below. DevonThink is the most professional document and information management app for the Mac. It comes from Devon Technologies, a company that has been making apps for the Mac since 2002. DevonThink helps you collect, file, organize, edit, and annotate all kinds of documents without ever leaving the app. You can place live web pages from things like Google Docs seamlessly next to local files. Plus, there are a variety of powerful organization tools in DevonThink, including groups, subgroups, tags, smart groups, and integrated artificial intelligence for filing and searching. And when you're away from your Mac, there's an iOS companion app called DevonThink To Go that lets you take your documents with you at all times. There's also an all-new web interface for DevonThink that makes it ideal for small to medium-sized teams and lets those colleagues not lucky enough to be working with a Mac to access databases from a web browser. 9to5Mac daily listeners can get 10% off the newest DevonThink 3 release or upgrade to it with the code 9to5Mac-2020 at the link in the show notes below. More evidence has emerged of Apple's planned Apple One services bundle. After 9to5 Google found evidence in the Apple Music for Android app last week, 9to5Mac has now found references to Apple One in iOS code. These text strings appear in the localization files used for the iPhone's Managed Subscription screen. The text has been added recently, which may suggest that Apple One is going to be announced at Apple's special event tomorrow. The strings include mentions like cancel Apple One, keep Apple One, and you can unsubscribe from Apple One and keep only what you want. The string references are in the same file as the code strings that talk about selecting which individual Apple services to keep rather than continuing with the bundle. So what this means is that customers will be able to choose if they want to continue to subscribe to Apple services individually or sign up to one of the Apple One bundle options. Bloomberg had previously reported that Apple One would offer several different tiers, ranging from a basic one with Apple Music and Apple TV Plus, to additional options that add in things like Apple News Plus, Apple Arcade, and iCloud storage. The idea is that you'll be able to bundle multiple services together at a discount compared to subscribing individually, but details on pricing remain unclear. Ideally, we could learn more as soon as tomorrow from Apple. And rounding out rumors for tomorrow's event, new details have emerged about what we could expect to see in Apple's lower-end Apple Watch that replaces the Series 3. A pair of rumors indicate that the upgraded version of the Series 3 will be similar in design to the Series 4, which Apple stopped selling once it introduced the Series 5 last year. Currently, the Apple Watch Series 3 is available in 38mm and 42mm form factors, but if it gets the Apple Watch Series 4 design, this would increase the display sizes to 40mm and 44mm. The larger screen size is made possible thanks to slimmer bezels and a more rounded design. But in an effort to make sure that the Apple Watch Series 3 replacement is affordable, Apple is reportedly planning to skip features such as ECG capabilities and the always-on display. Apple sells the Apple Watch Series 3 today for $199 with GPS or $299 for GPS and cellular. The lower price point makes the Series 3 an attractive option for many shoppers, but it's unclear what sort of pricing Apple has in store for the upgraded Series 3 purportedly coming tomorrow. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. We will be back tomorrow with full coverage of everything Apple announces during its special event. As a reminder, that event kicks off at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can follow along on 9to5Mac.com. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, follow 9to5Mac on Twitter at 9to5Mac, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.